notice some language you as a listener might find offensive in this episode? Words that resemble fudge, shoot, and darn. If that's not your cup of tea, I kindly advise you to rethink listening to this episode and come back for the next one. I'd love for you to listen, but I don't have the editing skills to figure out how to bleep those words out. So enjoy!
Once I get my zen on, I could write like 10 songs. Then hell yeah, I spend long time till the pen's gone. Cause I got my fam with me and I'm trying to fend for them. Burden on my back with no one to depend on. Devil trying to...
Welcome to Brooklyn Bred Podcast. A podcast dedicated to documenting Brooklyn residents, artists, creators, small business owners, and organization leaders. On today's episode, I have I Am Dove as a guest, a rapper, a hip-hop artist, and producer. I've known Dove for quite some time, something we'll get into in the beginning of the interview. So when I was thinking of creating this podcast, I knew I wanted to reach out to him, and as you can see, he more than obliged. His house is in walking distance to mine, so on a cold Sunday evening in January, we recorded the episode in his basement / studio / bedroom. Additionally, all music in this episode is I Am Dove's. So, you get a sneak preview before you go and check them out.
I was up at night thinking about my plans. Now I'm reminiscing on everyone who ain't give a damn. Getting rich, that's my decision. I do me, don't need permission. Grammy on the shelf by 30, I'll speak it into existence. Only thing out of my mouth is these facts, I can back them up. You ain't get a track from me in the long time that turns up and stacked.
I'm joined today by I Am Dove, aka Dove Maslow.
What's up, y'all?
Yep, and you're a hip-hop artist, a rapper.
Hip-hop artist, rapper,
producer
/ fake audio engineer, trying to.
All right.
Yeah, doing as best as I could.
And you also work in music licensing, right?
Yes, yep. I work in music publishing during the day.
Yeah, so you've got like every aspect of
the spectrum, yeah. So like during the day I'll work on music business, paying out to different music publishers, and then go to the gym, and then I'll come here to the studio and just make music, make beats and stuff.
That's amazing. We should first go over how long we've known each other.
Facts.
Yeah.
We should. Long, long time.
Like 10
years? It's gotta be a decade.
10 years? Our sisters were friends before we were ever friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably, I don't even remember meeting you the first time.
Don't know. Long time ago,
like,
though.
Kids.
Yeah.
Kids.
Children.
But we became like friends around like 7th grade, 8th grade.
Yeah.
So that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, about.
It's crazy.
Maybe even earlier, maybe like 5th.
5th?
I feel like it was 5th.
I feel like it was 6th.
All right, we're around there.
All
we're
right.
in that area.
Sometime around there. We spent like a lot of weekends going to the park, going to Marine
Facts.
Park, hanging out. Upstairs in your old bedroom all of,
yeah.
like me and like 5 guys.
Like 10 other people, yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Good
so
old days.
Good. And then
no worries.
College and life, other stuff happened. But
yeah.
I thought we should get that out of the way.
Yeah.
So I think I was here for some of this when we were teenagers, but can you, like, how did you get into hip hop? How did you get into rap? How did that all start?
Got you. So, my sister, for her bat mitzvah, got an iPod Shuffle. The first one ever.
Mm-hmm.
It had 100 songs on it. One of them happened to be Mockingbird by Eminem. So, my family used to go on, you know, we took like crazy road trips. And we were in the car, and my sister let me listen to her iPod Shuffle. And I heard Mockingbird for the first time. And that was like the first time I ever really heard like hip hop ever. Because my parents didn't like listen to music or anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard that, I was like, fuck, this shit is like awesome. Like, just like the hip hop sound, like pattern of like kick drum, snare, hi-hat, stuff like that. It like bit me.
Nice.
And got like obsessed. So after that, I was in like 5th grade. I started writing raps. I remember in the back of my class, I would do that. And then I continued rapping. I was just perfecting my craft. I started producing in high school. I took a music technology class at Madison, James Madison High School in Brooklyn, for those listening. And I started producing then. And then college, I put out my first mixtape. And then last year I put out my first single that was written, recorded, edited, produced, mixed, mastered by me.
Wow.
Yes.
That was quite like a long journey that it took from listening to an Eminem
first
song.
Yeah, figuring out about hip hop to actually putting it out.
Right. And you were, you know, diligently writing.
Mm-hmm.
As when I remembered, you know, notebooks and notebooks of words and
facts.
Like,
took a long time
getting up there
to get really, really good.
I mean, I could imagine. I mean, when I was a kid, I thought you were good. I was like,
but like for today's standards, especially like the beats and like the sonics, like the audio engineering part, that took a really long time.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So can you tell us about that story? I'm trying to remember when it was, but there was a time where you like went up to some guy in the park about something, and he was like some type of other hip hop artist.
Okay, yeah,
what,
yeah.
What was
so,
that all about?
There was an underground hip hop artist named BK, B-E-K-A-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously he lived in Brooklyn. He was like a hip hop artist. And I saw on his Facebook that he was hanging out by like an area that was like right next to my house. So I was like, let me go meet him, introduce myself, and see what the fuck happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out, I met him, introduced myself to him, hung out for a bit, and I got a rap for him. And he was like, can you like come to this show in like 2 days and like do like a cappella like during my set?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? We didn't know if we were going to get me in because the club was like 21 plus and I was 14. So I went and he finessed it and got me in. And yeah, that video is still on, I think still on my YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I Am Dove. There's a video of me rapping at 14 in a club.
So
because of him.
Was that like the first time you really ever performed in front of a crowd, or had you performed before?
That was like my first time at like a real hip hop venue.
Yeah.
Performing in front of people, so that was cool. The first time I ever performed in like more than 10 people was actually in one of my old yeshivas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for a Passover competition. So my yeshiva was doing like each grade there'd be like a couple kids who would do a presentation on like something related to Passover.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a rap, I remember. And I remember it was over one of the Best of Both Worlds beats by the Jay-Z and R. Kelly album. I remember that. And I wrote this whole rap and performed it in front of, it had been like 50, 60 people.
Oh my gosh.
And I won $50.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's skills.
Yeah, first time I ever rapped in front of people, I got paid. It was lit.
It's like, now I'm expecting to get paid every other time.
Yeah, right? Yeah, set the bar too high.
Can you remember any of it? Can you remember a line of it?
I probably have it written somewhere, but no, I don't remember any of
that. They're like digging through archives, you know, and they're like, what?
Yeah.
What was this one about? Cool.
Yeah, so that was cool.
So, speaking of BK and an underground hip hop club, I know nothing about this.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me, what is the hip hop scene like in Brooklyn? What is it about?
It's super dope.
I have no idea.
It's like a very like East Coast sound.
Hello, Future Rachel here editing this podcast. Just wanted to let you know, I still have no clue what East Coast sound is. According to Wikipedia, East Coast hip hop has been noted for its emphasis on lyrical dexterity.
A lot of things on the radio today are more like Southern kind of sounding, like trap kind of music, but in Brooklyn it's more of like straight like boom bap kind of rap, if you know what that is. It's like more old school kind of stuff.
I would have no idea, but I trust you on it.
But yeah, it's a really good scene, and it's growing every minute.
So are there like certain clubs people go to? Are there like other artists who?
Yeah, there's a million. I feel like everybody today is a rapper, or everybody tries to be a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
But the cream will always rise to the top. So like, if you're good, you'll rise up if you're persistent. But yeah, there's a lot of DJs, a lot of MCs, graffiti artists, dancers. A lot of hip hop shit goes on.
And I doubt it's going on in the neighborhood we're in.
Yeah, probably not in our neighborhood, but in Coney Island, there's a lot of rappers. There's this guy named Gorilla Nems. He's fire. He's from Coney Island. And yeah, Harlem, Brooklyn, All around. There's a lot of good artists, yeah.
So before going to interview Dove, I did a bit of research into his discography. And I rewatched Back to the Roots, a music video published in April 2018 on YouTube. In the video, he's filming all around Brooklyn, and I asked him to explain the concept of the video and the song.
Oh, I was listening to The Roots. You know who The Roots are?
I know they're on Jimmy Fallon.
Right. So they're like a super famous, legendary hip-hop band with Black Thought and Questlove. And so they have like a bunch of instrumentals online that I found that I liked. So I put like five of them together, wrote five verses, and basically made a huge track called Back to the Roots. And yeah, so we just filmed a very simple music video around Brooklyn. Simple edits, nothing fancy, just like straight bars.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, so what, cool. Did you just like decide, okay, I'm going to drive towards the L train and stop there? Like what were you deciding your location?
Yeah, no, I forgot where we were in like Bushwick. Ox has like a lot of dope graffiti around there. Mm-hmm. So that's like the go-to rapper's like background for like stuff like that. So we just found any cool piece and just filmed it in front of that. So it was cool. Nice.
And then I saw Marine Park prominently.
Yeah, super close. So I was like, yeah, might as well get a few shots here.
Yeah, okay. I was like curious. I was like, was this like a planned out thing? Like, I'm going to...
No, we were pretty spontaneous with it. We knew we wanted to film a music video to it, but we were like, we need good places. So I was like, all right, we'll just walk around the neighborhood and film. And then we're like, let's go to Bushwick. I know they got graffiti there.
Yeah. Who's we?
Oh, me and my best friend, Ahmed.
Ahmed?
Yeah, he's also a rapper.
Cool. Yeah. Nice. So you guys like collaborate.
Yeah.
Different.
We've known each other for like 5 years now. We met in college.
Nice.
So yeah.
Cool. And you went to Brooklyn College?
Mm-hmm. Went to Brooklyn College.
And what did you major in?
I majored in finance and investing.
Okay.
Like a true Jew should.
So you got everything covered. You got business, you've got music, you're set. Today's local sponsor is by Sisa Computers, providing managed IT services, on-site computer services, and computer repair for residential customers and small and medium-sized businesses in the Brooklyn area. Sisa Computers is at 2957 Nostrand Avenue in the Marine Park neighborhood of Brooklyn and can be reached at 718-743-8303 or at sisa.com and on Facebook as Sisa Computers. Thanks, Sisa, for sponsoring.
The shit got me sad, anxious. Got me thinking about the Jews Hitler had vanquished. Y'all expect us to get over past anger. They were praying midday, still in mad danger. How we in the same spot like we latched anchored. They threw us on the train, we would gag later. We ain't choke when we made it out the gas chambers. No one's perfect, my people do wrong. All the hate aimed at us, yeah, my people too fond. You mad we bounce back, yeah, my people too on. Over 6 million dead, but my people too strong. Ultra Orthodox.
Another song I was interested in knowing more about was Tree of Life. Named after the shooting at the Pittsburgh synagogue, Tree of Life, that left 11 people dead. Dove explains his concepts and the feelings behind this song.
I knew I wanted to make like a record like that, just like talking about like my identity and where we're from. And then the shooting happened at Tree of Life, and I was like, I don't know, like super, obviously super sad. Like the whole thing was super tragic. So I figured it was like a perfect opportunity to make a song about it and name it after Tree of Life. And I made the beat for it and I wrote like a 5 minute song, like no hook, it was just like straight bars. And just like spoke about all the like the anti-Semitism that was going on, and especially like after, it wasn't even like Tree of Life, like the shooting happened, and then after that, like especially in Brooklyn, there was like a slew of like anti-Semitic attacks happening all over.
There was like graffiti.
They were like throwing pipes through fucking windows and shit into like synagogues and like punching like Jewish people like in the face. I was like, this shit is fucked up. And like no one was really like calling it out. So I was like, I figured I might as well use my platform to, you know, speak my thoughts about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think I texted you, like, I played it for my mom and she was blown away.
Nice.
And I was like, I've heard it, and like when I start listening to it, like I cry.
Crazy.
And I'm like, because when I think about what's happened and what's still going on, like it makes me emotional. But then how you phrase it and your anger and how pure you are in your anger,
yeah,
I'm like, thank you. Thank you for, like, I'm, like, totally geeking out.
No,
like,
go for it.
Thank you for expressing the anger that it's, like, we can't express sometimes, mm-hmm. yeah. you know? Because we're just so,
yeah.
like, tied up. You
yeah,
know? Like,
people who aren't Jewish don't like when I guess Jews like to, they call it the anti-Semitic card. Mm-hmm. We just like play it when anything bad happens, like, oh, it's anti-Semitism. But like, that shit is very real.
Yeah.
And like, people don't like to show it and people don't like to talk about it. So as a musician, I'd love to show it and I will talk about it. No problem.
I guess
so that's why I made the song.
Yeah. And it's part of your identity.
Yeah, obviously. For sure.
And then, you know, through your music, you're able to express that. And, mm-hmm. like, you know, we have all these different identities, like, layered on top of each other.
Yeah.
And we're, like, mm-hmm. your music brings all those things together.
Yeah. Like, I'm clearly not as religious as I used to be. Like, I grew up as a modern Orthodox Jew. Mm-hmm. So I kept kosher till I was, like, 16. I went to synagogue, like, every Saturday till I was, like, 15. Mm-hmm. And now not so much, but... You know, it's like, I never forgot, like, where I came from and who
yeah.
I am.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess, like, I, and personally for myself, I always think about, like, there's the religious aspect, but there's also, like, identity and tradition. And
yeah, culture. For sure.
And that, like, that's just as valid mm-hmm. as, like, keeping things.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I think for myself, I've definitely laxed in some of my observances, not all mm-hmm. of them, but some of them, you yeah. know, or at least my thinking about my observance.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make me less of
yeah,
a Jew.
Like a Jew. Yeah.
See, this is not a game of us playing victim. This is not the way that we should be living. This is the result of a broken system. This is the result when no one will listen. People die every day. Dove and I ended our chat commiserating about how boring our neighborhood is. You should take a listen.
Okay, like, we get it. It's trendy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like our part of Brooklyn, like...
Yeah, there's not really much to do around our part. It's more like as you go to, like, Williamsburg and like, that area.
Yeah, yeah, with all the...
All the young hip people.
And for those who are listening, we live in, like, the Marine Park.
Mm-hmm. Flatbush Midwood.
Madison, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, so our part of Brooklyn is not that exciting.
Not really, no.
It's just, like,
I wouldn't recommend it. Yeah, yeah, it's, like, living space.
Yeah.
Even, like, all of Brooklyn is turning into that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Yeah. And then we've got a point... What's coming up next? Plug yourself. Like,
plug it.
Yeah, right. Plug yourself.
Fire.
Sell us.
I am Dove on everything. SoundCloud, YouTube, Instagram. I have like 5 songs on Spotify. Also, I am Dove. IAMDOV. And I have a single coming out this Friday called Lovely.
Dove's single Lovely is out now. And again, you can find him on all media outlets as I Am Dove. I'm so excited I get to share Dove's artistry with you, and I can't wait to see him grow and proliferate as time goes on. If you loved this episode, be sure to check out the previous episode about a community group in Bushwick working to clean up the local trash problem. Follow Brooklyn Bred Podcast on Anchor and Instagram for updates. And if you know any artists, organizations, or businesses that should be highlighted for their work in Brooklyn, please let me know. I'd love to spotlight them here on the podcast. Thanks again for listening.